Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. There goes Goodman. The throw from Murray to DeMaestri, and Goodman is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Umflett. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Umflett steals second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Umflett scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Zerniel moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett is hit by the pitch. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. 1 out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McDermott moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Zerniel reaches third base with a triple. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee is hit by the pitch. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bird bunts towards first. Gurnett catches it and throws to second to double up McGee. 2 outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Bird covering. Safe. Pearsall moves to third. Al Zarrillo pinch runs for Ted Williams. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Zarrillo moves to second. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.